Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Hi, Malcolm. How are you?
I'm very good today. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being our guest speaker today. Welcome to Crypto Nights. Very excited.
Yeah, thanks for having me to talk about Opskins and Wax today.
Wonderful. Can we start off with an introduction to you, Malcolm, for the sake of our audiences?
Sure, sure. So my name is Malcolm Cassell. I'm the president at Wax and CIO at Opskins. I'm a serial entrepreneur and technologist, you know, built half a dozen companies in my career and been in each phase of the internet wave, the 1.0, the dot-com boom, and 2.0, the social, local, mobile phase, and now in the third, really focused on blockchain.
Well, that is very exciting and pretty successful. Yeah. And I was just looking up on your LinkedIn profile and I was like, wow, we have somebody who's a celebrity here today on our stage. So can we jump in one after the other? Let's start with Opskins first and then Wax. And then I want to know what is the interplay between them.
Sure, sure. So Opskins is, think of it like eBay for virtual items from video games. We are the most successful marketplace in the world where people can buy and sell skins. Skins are those cosmetic items inside of a game. So it changes the look of your avatar or the weapon or the item that you're using. These cosmetic items are very interesting because, you know, really there's an infinite variety of them. And they're very popular for trading in games like Counter-Strike Global Offensive and PUBG and many other games. We even recently added tradable items for CryptoKitties, which has been a craze on the Ethereum blockchain. A crypto collectible. And so Opskins is a centralized marketplace for trading. And it's exciting to think about what that means when you introduce the idea of blockchain. Fundamentally, a decentralized version is what Wax is really focused on. That decentralized version brings a whole bunch of value to the ecosystem. It allows people to essentially trade peer-to-peer, but have all the power and technology of Opskins. And so it's a really interesting application and way of bringing blockchain to a much larger audience, people who, you know, 400 million or so gamers and the PC gamers and about 2 billion gamers globally in total, but the 400 million who are playing PC games is the specific market we're talking about here. And having a lot of familiarity with Opskins and trading items, the idea that they can actually now do that on their website or right alongside their streaming capability, if they're an esports streamer, is really, really interesting. And that's essentially what Wax is building. All the power of Opskins in a distributed mechanism allows you to trade peer-to-peer.
So before I would have these digital items that I would bring to a centralized marketplace like Opskins and use that marketplace power to have people buy them. And I'm assuming there'll be a transaction fee I pay to Opskins and I make the rest of it as a profit if I were a seller of these skins. But on the other hand, now you're saying I could run it as a decentralized peer-to-peer system wherein I can pretty much run this on my own website, for example.
You can. Yeah. So if you have a blog and you have thousands of visitors and you are really into a particular set of skins or you have skins that you want to merchandise, you'd be able to allow people to buy or sell. They can post them there as well. And then they have access to the global network of buyers, not just on your site, but everywhere. And that's very powerful. Marketplaces don't work unless you have lots of liquidity. And liquidity comes from lots of buyers and lots of sellers. So the average item on Opskins disappears in 10 seconds. So if I come to your site and I list an item and it sits there for a week, I'm not going to come back. But if I list an item on your site, I like your content, I know your brand, I list it there and it instantly gets sold, I'm like, wow, this is a great place for me to list. Plus, I'm already here because I enjoy the content or I'm listening to your podcast or watching your videos. So it becomes a really interesting, think of it like a store, like eBay in a box, right, for you. And so that allows then you to benefit from your customers who are buying and selling.
And what is the typical price of these skins on off skins? Is it, does it vary? What, is it a few cents? Is it a few dollars? How much is that?
Well, it changes. It differs by game. It differs by country. I mean, there's a lot of ways to sort of look at it. But we have items that are a penny, and we have items. We just had one sell for $61,000, a Dragon Lore. I think it was last week. You can see a link to it on our Twitter. And I think it was also written about in the press. But yeah, we have items that regularly go for $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. And we, of course, the typical item can be pennies. So people will have hundreds or thousands of these in their inventory, and they'll be buying and selling them all the time.
And what is the transaction fee on op skins for that?
It's 10%.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And now if we move over to Wax, how does that work? Is there in the decentralized peer-to-peer network also, is there a transaction fee?
Yeah, absolutely. The transaction fee is really what allows everything to work. In other words, if there was no transaction fee and you were offering this on your site, there'd be no revenue for you, right? So you need a transaction fee so that you can benefit from the ecosystem. I mean, there is value in a transaction fee. I mean, it definitely makes sure that the buyer and the seller are, you know, trusted parties, the transfer agent, in other words, the software that sits in the middle or the mechanism that moves the item back and forth is properly compensated to handle that transaction. Because you are talking about moving value. If I have an item that's $20, you know, I am willing to pay something to make sure that my item gets sold properly or that the item I buy is what I expect. So there is value in that, and we would not want to see that value disappear because that allows the ecosystem to sort of grow and have transactions properly formatted.
So there, if I understand correctly, there's potentially in this decentralized system, there's a website that brings in audiences or buyers. So there's a website, there is a buyer, there's a seller, and there's a software. Are these the four elements?
Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. But at its most basic level, that's true. The software includes a lot of pieces. So in a transaction, you need an escrow process, right? Somebody who holds the item while the money or the value is being transferred. So that's let's call it just a component of the system. And that transfer is typically software, but there are a lot of transfers that have occurred over the years that are purely manual. In fact, in the early days of Ultima Online and World of Warcraft, you know, people would literally meet me in this part of the game at this time. They would drop the item. Somebody would pick it up. Then they would go to the buyer and they'd say, meet me in the game at this point in time, and they would transfer it. So literally the escrow process was a human being inside the game. Now on other games today, especially for cosmetic items, that's not necessary. It's all happening through software. But obviously if there's somebody performing that function, whether it's software or human being, there's a cost associated with it. And that's a party. That's a mechanism that's absolutely necessary for this thing to work.
But I'm guessing that the transaction cost is necessary, but it's also a source of revenue that's being split across different parties.
Yeah. The whole benefit of the smart contract in Wax's configuration is that it pays out multiple parties simultaneously. So the buyer obviously contributes the value for the transaction, but the seller needs to get paid. And of course, the listing side, the selling side, the buying side, these are the agent, the listing sites, think of it. The one who got you to list the item originally makes a small piece. The site that attracted the person who bought it ultimately gets a small piece. So all these different parties, if let's say it's a very high priced item and there's an appraiser involved, the appraiser could get some piece for validating that, yes, this item is actually reasonably priced. So all those multiple parties need to be paid out by a trusted piece of software. And that's essentially what Wax is. Wax is the piece of software everyone can use in a decentralized mechanism to make sure payments occur properly.
It's fascinating application of smart contracts. I'm a technology geek, so I'm more of a smart contract guy, but to see how you have applied it, really a dream come true type of an application, automating all these processes and sending out payments to the wallets and so on and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if we were looking at Opskins and Wax and compare and contrast, so is it correct to say that Opskins has been around much longer than Wax?
Yes, so Wax was an idea for years, but really wasn't activated as really a project until the second half of last year, 2017. Opskins has been around since 2015. It was been very successful from its beginning. And you know, our CTO, John, was really the you know, just brilliant lifelong gamer who said, hey, look, you know, I need this. Self-taught programmer, and said, you know what, I'm going to build this with, you know, some other friends who were gamers. And boom, I mean, not only was he right that he needed it, but so did a lot of other people. And so, you know, it was really out of necessity that Opskins was created. And then, you know, obviously experiencing success, you start to look around and say, well, you know, what's the greatest thing you could do next? And blockchain in 2017 really got on a lot of people's radar. And we recognized that it was time, because the blockchain had evolved, enough technologies had evolved, because our transactions, number of transactions we do 2 million transactions a week on average, and there's peaks that are much higher. So, you know, the top five coins couldn't support the transactional volume that we're doing currently every day. So it was clear we needed a custom solution back, you know, in 2017. But in starting to read what was happening and where things were going, it was clear that the technology was moving in the right direction. Not only with very low cost transactions, it's too expensive to do transactions on Ethereum or Bitcoin, Litecoin, et cetera, but also that you could have a throughput that would be able to sustain the number of transactions per second that you would need. So those two characteristics, plus delegated proof of stake, plus, you know, the ability to do smart contracts at scale, inexpensively, all of those factors combined made us really recognize that the timing was right. And that's why 2017, you know, the second half of 2017 was where we really focused on it. A lot of this information's in our white paper. You can read it on wax.io. We're very proud of the white paper. I think we hear, you know, good things, people's, you know, perception of it and what they get out of it. There's a lot more behind it technically, but I think it gives a good overview of kind of where this market is going.
That's fantastic. Now, if you compare and contrast the growth rates of how Opskins grow in the beginning versus Wax, can you give us a little bit of an insight?
Well, I'll tell you this, in the first few weeks after we released the Wax token, already millions of Wax were being used to buy and sell. I do not think there's a token that's ever existed that has had that sort of starting gun, let's call it momentum. So that's a function, of course, we have an existing audience of people. We have several billion dollars of transactions already going on Opskins. And so introducing Wax to them was a natural next step. They are, just so you know, as e-commerce sites go, we are the largest Bitcoin user daily for any e-commerce site in the world. So our audience loves paying in Bitcoin, cashing out in Bitcoin, and we added Ethereum and then Wax, and they took to it like a duck to water. So I would say that the Opskins, though, had great take up. It was a brand new opportunity and had to build awareness and had to build an audience. Wax is brand new as well. However, we've spent months telling people it was coming. And then once we introduced it and allowed the gamers on Opskins to use it, they started using it. It's early, by the way, it's alpha. I mean, this is literally We're experimental stage. This is, you know, we're adjusting all kinds of parameters. It's by no means done. It is very, very early. And we're seeing extraordinary adoption and interest and usage, even in the early phases. So a year from now, when things are stable and, you know, there's much more liquidity and Wax's platform has had a lot more time to develop, I hope we see, you know, 100 times as much volume and maybe 1,000 times more volume. And my hope is that it becomes the most used cryptocurrency in the world for real transactions. I mean, this is not bots trading back and forth on an exchange. I'm talking about real human beings coming in, buying and selling things that they care about. And the 400 million gamers who are doing it today, I think, are a ripe audience because it solves pain points for them around transaction fees and, of course, you know, facilitating cross-border transactions.
Yeah, and there are so many of these blockchain naysayers, as I call them, that say, hey, it's been many years and we haven't seen a single good application. I think you've literally proven them wrong. I mean, this is a real application that's extremely useful, and the take-up and adoption has been crazy.
Well, I hope to prove the Bitcoin naysayers not wrong, because I agree with them. I mean, Bitcoin has failed as a payment method. It's way too expensive and way too slow. Ethereum is really good for ICOs, but you see how it just crumpled under CryptoKitties and crypto collectibles in general. So I think, you know, the naysayers have a very good point. I mean, I'm definitely in a violent agreement with them that there is a lack of real consumer adoption and a killer app, as it were. And I believe that we are positioned to show them what's next. And I think we will. So far, the early data looks good. There's a lot more to do. Trust me, we are working 24/7 to make that happen. But I wouldn't doubt that if a year from now we do a retrospective on 2018, we will have demonstrated real mass adoption of something, or certainly the early stages of that.
Yeah, makes sense. And just to take that one more step forward, because Opskins is not on a blockchain and doesn't use a token, but Wax does. Now, what are the benefits the users are getting on Wax that they did not get on Opskins? I'm now talking about the user perspective. What are you seeing the users say? That, hey,
so, yeah, so
that you used Opskin and now are on Wax. What are the difference that there?
Yeah, so the because the first token we've released on Wax is just an ERC-20 token. So right now it's not delivering the full functionality that we're looking to deliver, i.e. the entire Opskins experience wrapped around a single smart contract. That is our development roadmap. So, you know, by the end of 2018, we should see that at scale. We'll have lots of tests and experiments out along the way. So today, the primary use case of Wax is really a stored value to go into Opskins or to come out of Opskins. And we're working with many other partners who want to use Wax as a payment method as well. So when somebody sells a skin, cashes out Wax, they can immediately move that Wax to another platform and use it in the gaming ecosystem. So that will be really interesting. So you'll be able to seamlessly go from a skin sale to using it on another platform to buy a game or buy whatever else you want in the gaming ecosystem, and vice versa, where you can take something that you've, some credits or so forth that you've received, move that over to Wax. So we've got two different directions there. So that's the primary use case today. And until the platform is live, that's really what people are going to be using it for.
Okay. And then the number that you referred to early on, the 2 million or so transactions per week, were they on Opskins or Wax or combined?
This is on Opskins. Yeah, yeah. So the millions we had deposited in Wax were the aggregate number that we saw take up right after we started to release the token. That was with, you know, really no marketing, just allowing people to do it. But the number of transactions, the 2 million transactions a week, is really, I think, our target. Like, I would like to see all of that traffic running through the Wax platform when it's, you know, fully deployed.
Okay. How many are you seeing currently?
How many are we seeing what?
In terms of transactions on Wax?
Actually, those numbers are fluctuating wildly because we're adjusting things in the back end.
Okay.
It's not really, I don't think it's a useful number today because we're in really alpha testing.
Okay.
And I would say that we know what the potential is. In other words, for the largest user of Bitcoin of any e-commerce company in the world, then that would be my target. Like, in other words, I would try to, my first target would be get to Bitcoin levels and then go from there.
And that's one of the things you had mentioned early on, was you see gaming as the first mass adoption use case for crypto?
Yes, I think it is the first mass market application for crypto, mainly because you have a pain point, i.e. cross-border transaction fees are high, currency conversion fees are high. You need a way to trade an item peer-to-peer that's more convenient. The more people who do trading, the more inventory it's available. The more inventory that's available, the more people who do trading. There is literally a limitless demand for item trading. So, well, or at least for now. I mean, we haven't seen the upper limit because, you know, it's just more difficult than it needs to be overall. There's still a lot of steps involved. So our fundamental belief is that by making it easier and more, let's call it atomized, so it's on all these different sites, the whole market increases. So then more people are trading, there's more liquidity, and the market increases in size. That's the whole idea.
So given that idea or goal or vision that you have, and the fact that you're currently experimenting with an ERC-20 token with obvious challenges of scalability, what are you planning to move to as you implement your next version by the end of the year?
Yeah, so our custom blockchain is really built on a whole bunch of concepts, which we get into more in the white paper. Delegated proof of stakes is one of the key technologies that will allow much higher throughput. The guild function, which allows you to create these asset classes on demand. And I mean, they won't disappear sort of instantaneously, that you'll sort of create them and then they'll typically stay resident, but it will allow the community to create asset classes to be traded, i.e. games or other tokenized assets. So that blockchain, there's a bunch of great technologies out there. We've seen things we like, and we're working to incorporate different pieces into Wax's custom offering. So, you know, we'll see more about that on as things get pushed on GitHub and announcements on Medium. But we've sort of talked about what we're trying to build, and we haven't gotten into all the specifics of which technologies we're using, but we've talked about which principles we like and are coding against those principles.
It's a very challenging problem, but very excited about the fact that you guys are working on it for a very practical, live practical case. I would love to keep in touch and come back in future to see. You said in a year you'll have look back on and have a big update. So
I hope so. I hope February 2019, we're saying, yeah, this is by far the best mass market entree to crypto. I mean, the goal is somebody shows up with their PayPal or a credit card and says, I want that item. And they pay, and it seamlessly goes into Wax, and the seller receives Wax and is able to do lots of things with it. And if you have tens, hundreds of millions of gamers doing that, they are using crypto. They just don't need to really worry about it. I mean, look, we're talking using VoIP, we're using TCP/IP, we're using DNS, and we don't sit and wax on, and pontificate about the values of those technologies. We just use them. So that's what we're looking for, an application for crypto that's so transparent, people really just have something they're trying to do and they get it done, and crypto's in the back end.
Wonderful. And is the team also a shared team? I know there's a tremendously experienced team behind Opskins and Wax. Is that the same team that's building both of these, or are they two separate teams? How do you operate?
The teams are intermixed because there are so much technology from Opskins that is behind the Wax platform. So we need a lot of the Opskins expertise to extend where we're going. The initial versions of Wax were all built by the Opskins team.
I see. So what is the way forward? What can people look forward to in the next 3 to 6 months? The people that are interested in your technology and that are users, What can they look forward to in the next two couple of quarters, maybe the rest of the year?
Sure. Well, they're going to see a lot more games added. We're already been adding lots of ERC-721 tokens, which are crypto collectibles. So we have many more coming, and they have come to us because they recognize they can trade them on Opskins very, very quickly. And it's the only place in the world you can literally show up with a PayPal account or a credit card and buy a crypto collectible. So if you want to trade a CryptoKitty or an EtherBot or any of all these other things, you need to show up with Ethereum. So if you don't have Ethereum, you can't do anything. But on Opskins, you can literally show up with any payment you want that's not crypto and buy that item. And you can do it because it's happening on our marketplace. It happens very, very quickly, and the transaction costs are minimal. So that solves a pain point for the crypto collectible ecosystem. So we'll see a lot of those being added in the next three months. I mean, it's already happening, but we'll continue to see that. There are more games that we've been talking to, game providers who are really excited about item trading. They have lots of interesting things they'll be announcing with us. We have partnerships with, you know, folks like Salt, so you'll be able to do lending against your items. Robot Cash, so you'll be able to take your wax and be able to then go buy a game, a used game. You'll be able to mine other cryptos, you know, and be paid in various forms of crypto against that. So there's lots of partnerships that are very, shall we call it, synergistic, right, with our community that'll continue to expand. And then of course we'll see commits to GitHub. So things like that, the old boring code stuff. So that's what they'll see most of the next 3 to 6 months. Plus we're active, we're at the conferences. So if people are at gaming conferences or crypto conferences, they can check our website, wax.io, and they can see where we're going to be, and hopefully we can connect with them. So.
And where can people go besides the white paper on wax.io that you refer to? What are the other sources of information people can go to get started if there are people that are new to your ecosystem?
Sure, sure. So Medium is a wonderful place. We have so many postings there. Our Twitter is a great place to stay connected to us, as well as we have a subreddit and we've got Facebook and Telegram. If you're really into like real-time instantaneous, I recommend our Telegram group. So if you just go to wax.io, we have links to all those things and then they can go from there.
That's fantastic. And is there any other question that I should have asked? Is there some other interesting item that you wanted to tell our audiences? Maybe I did not ask a question to cover that.
Sure. Well, I'd say the one thing I would, if I were in your shoes, I would ask is, why is it that, you know, a multi-billion dollar trading platform felt it's so important to get into blockchain? That would be the one question. And
that's the question I'm asking now. So
yeah. And so the answer to that question, I'm so glad you asked. The answer to that question is, you know, when you look at the future, we recognize that decentralization is part of the software that's eating the world. And if you are not part of it, you will get left behind. And so if you say, you know, Blockbuster didn't really pay attention to Netflix and they got Netflixed, you know, and so a Blockbuster was the dominant way people consumed, you know, video content, right, for a long time. That was date night, right? So that plus some popcorn. So the point is that, you know, we saw blockchain coming and recognized we had to be part of it and we needed to adapt, and that if we embraced it, we could be part of shaping how it could evolve as opposed to being subject to the shift after it had already occurred. And really that was our primary goal. And in essence, you could say we were trying to disrupt ourselves, and that is what's going on, because Wax ultimately competes with OpSkins. It will enable thousands, if not tens of thousands of other sites to do exactly what OpSkins does. They will not have to invest a dime. If they wanted to do what OpSkins does today, they'd spend tens of millions of dollars building infrastructure. Well, instead, they literally put Wax on for free, and now suddenly they have that capability. So we are empowering competitors in the goal to build a bigger ecosystem for everyone.
So in that sense, it's really not a Blockbuster versus Netflix analogy, but it's more like an iPod versus iPhone analogy. So you're kind of cannibalizing your own, because you see the writing on the wall and you're saying, we're going to compete with ourselves and do the next big thing rather than wait for somebody else to do that.
Yeah. No, I think your analogy of iPod to iPhone is good. I'm going to use that instead of Blockbuster.
Wonderful, Malcolm. I think that's a wrap. I really appreciate your time and your update. I'm going to keep in touch with you. I'm sure our audiences will love this episode, and I'm going to keep in touch with you and come back to you maybe in a couple of quarters to see if we can have another update.
Sure, I would love that. Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.